So we'll learn a few more halachas to do with how to deal with Peirush Shviyos. Also, l'shtamish of Peirush Shviyos l'nikui. Can't use things that have kedusha Shviyos for cleaning. Sometimes you use what's it called, lemon juice or vinegar to take out stains. That's osur. Also, you can't use a vinegar that has kedusha Shviyos to soak lettuce in to take out the bugs or whatever. You also can't use Peirush Shviyos that are fit for human consumption, for medicines. Any kind of refuah, something that's not mamish food. But things that are only fit for animal usage, which have kedusha Shviyos, you could use them for human beings for medicine. Okay, soon there'll be wine that has kedusha Shviyos. Not so soon, but eventually, and that will come from an otzer beisdin. So that wine, asur lemalei koshel kiddush or shar koshel bracha al gedoseh miayin shviyos. You can't overfill a kos and let it spill out and get ruined. Surely not havdalah where it's done on purpose. Where it's not done on purpose, and you can save the what spills and pour it back into the kos, that's okay. But to do it on purpose and to waste the wine or grape juice is osur. So therefore, you can't use wine that has kedusha shviyos for havdalah. Same thing, you can't use it for the seder to take out the wine for the eser makos and waste it. The same thing goes with oil of Shviyos. You can use it for Shabbos candles because you're getting enjoyment out of the light. The purpose of Shabbos candles is to make light in the house. So you're allowed to use any kind of oil that has Kedusha Shviyos for Shabbos candles, but you can't use it for Hanukkah candles. Since Hanukkah candles, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment out of the light. You could use it, I guess, for the Shamas. But to use it for any of the other candles of Hanukkah, you wouldn't be allowed to. Because it's getting destroyed, basically, and not used for some kind of human use. The mitzvah is not called the use of this physical use of the kli, of the shemen. You're not allowed to feed Peirush Shviyos to a goy. But a goy who's a guest in a Jew's house, you are allowed to give it to. The question is for workers in a Jewish house, Filipinos that are working or whatever. Some hold that they're considered like guests, and you're allowed to give them Peirush Shviyos, and others hold that they're not considered like guests, and you're not allowed to give them Kedusha Shviyos, and it's better not to give workers like that things that have kedusha shviyos. Give them something else to eat. If it'll cause eva, right, they'll get insulted or whatever, that they're not eating what everybody else is or whatever, then you could be makel and give them the things that have kedusha shviyos also. You can't use, like we said already, for a fool, you can't smear things that have kedusha shviyos on your body. Okay. You can't. Here's something. I've got a few shilas already. You can't take things that have kedusha shviyos outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, how esrogim are allowed to be taken to chutz laaretz a shaila. But l'maisa stam, you're going to chutz laaretz. You can't take things with kedusha shviyos with you. For if you don't have anything else to eat, you're taking it to eat on the plane, then b'shas hadchak you can do that. L'chatchila you should find other things to eat on the plane, not things with kedusha shviyos. Okay. Okay. For now, that's.
All right.
Yeah.
So the aloe plant, which most of us grow by our house, is
people. What?
Is a four for burns.
Right.
It immediately yields them. with the Rav saying we can't do that?
I don't know. Is it made for eating aloe?
We have it in drinks.
No.
What?
No. Oh, no.
Yes or no? I don't know.
There are drinks.
I mean, they're there, but I saw that now they're starting to come out, put it in drinks. I don't know what they do to make it edible, because I've got it sometimes on my hand and I can have a taste of it. It's most incredibly bitter.
So it's not made mostly for eating.
The loaf certainly doesn't eat it.
Rove or rove?
No,
oh.
Gotcha.
Thought you were telling me that I don't eat it.
The majority of the world, I don't think, uses that aloe for anything edible.
Okay.
They used to put it on finger nails and stop them biting.
All right, so that's the case, then you can use it for, it's no worse than something that's fit for animal use that you could use for, you can smear it on your body with it.